Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is an ENN special report. Now reporting.
The very handsome Jewish man, Peter Rosenberg.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Can I just say one thing, Don?
Sure.
You're not Don.
It stands,
but it's not!
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to ENN, which tonight is brought to you by Jake's 58 Casino Hotel. Kick back and relax at Jake's 58 with the Stay and Dine package or the Stay and Play package. Book now at jakes58.com. If gambling is a problem for you or someone you care about, please call the 24-hour toll-free helpline at 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. Now, Aaron Judge is an American professional outfielder who is a free agent. He's played in Major League Baseball for the New York Yankees. Judge was unanimously selected for the American League Rookie of the Year in 2017 and finished second in voting in the AL Most Valuable Player Award that year. In 2022, Don, he set the AL record for most home runs in a season with 62, breaking the 61-year-old record held by Roger Maris and winning the AL Most Valuable Player Award.
What the F?
All right, fine. I will no longer read Aaron Judge's Wikipedia page. Instead, I will start off tonight's ENN by saying good evening to a dear, dear friend of mine, even if he hates my guts. That's Michael K.
Well, clown, you didn't hear what I said.
And to Michael again.
Unnaturally long.
What's that?
Unnaturally hard.
And good evening to Don.
Roll it up in a ball and split your head open with it.
Good evening to Don.
Grandpa died in Puerto Rico.
Good evening to myself. That's not your mother, it's a man. And good evening to myself.
Ouch.
And lastly to Michael.
My grandpa died in Puerto Rico.
It's a country
he
song.
He was 300 feet above the ground. He slipped and fell and cracked his head wide open.
What is this?
And now he's buried underground.
John Winthrop did point out earlier that as brilliant as we thought Michael was there, he did rhyme ground and ground.
Right. But still, it was freestyle country.
Yeah.
I don't think it's ever been attempted.
I didn't even know that was in your arsenal, Michael.
It takes a long time to articulate beer, pickup trucks, and Applebee's.
Not for Michael K. He could do it on the spot.
Thrash Vomit is their favorite group.
There's no such stand.
Some say he's like the Kenny Chesney of sports talk. Now, I had Brian Cashman audio from Yes Hot Stove yesterday, but feels a little bit out of date to talk about whether or not he knew that Judge would be in San Diego.
Could be a hot stove tonight on Yes, though.
Oh, my God. It could be.
7 o'clock.
You'll be on that vehicle, correct?
Oh, yeah. That's why I'm all dressed up looking so good.
Who else is going to be on the Yes Hot Stove vehicle?
Tell me.
Meredith and Jack are in San Diego. It's me, John Flaherty, and Bob Lorenz will run the ship.
Now, if you're just tuning in to the program, about 40 minutes ago now, John Heyman tweeted that Aaron Judge appeared to be headed to San Francisco. Actually, his initial tweet said Arson Judge. He quickly corrected that with Aaron Judge appears to be headed to San Francisco. But then, what would you say, Michael, 5 minutes later?
No, shorter than that.
Less even?
Yeah.
3 minutes later, he tweeted an apology and that he jumped the gun and then has since deleted the initial tweets about Judge heading to San Francisco. Now, Michael, since then, we've received other updates.
The update that I have is that as of when that report was made, the Yankees are still in it. Don't know what that means. Don't know if they end up signing him, but nothing is – the Yankees have not – I would assume been notified by Judge's camp that he's accepting the giant offer. There's a lot of people I respect, though, that are saying Judge is going to the Giants. Susan Slusser is an outstanding reporter in San Francisco. She's been there for many years, so she has a lot of sources. And she said front office personnel and team personnel, players, all think that Judge is coming there. She said that's the buzz that she's hearing in San Diego. And again, you can say what you want about John Heyman maybe jumping the gun. John Heyman does not do things on guesswork. Somebody told him. We'll see if he ends up being right.
Now, earlier today, I think you said you still felt 65-35 Yankees.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, post the Heyman tweet and knowing everything we've heard so far, what percentage are you at right now?
Yeah, good question.
Thank you. That's probing journalism, Don.
Because because of arson, when there's smoke, there's a lot of fire. I would flip it and reverse it like Missy.
Wow. So you have not really? You would?
35-65. But the Yankees are still in it.
Don, what about you?
Yeah, I'm with Michael. I think right now it's heavily in favor of San Francisco. I'd go 80-20 at this point. Because like you said, these are people that, my criticism of John is that he jumped the gun and that's what he apologized for. But he's got sound information. Schlesinger out there in the Bay Area, also outstanding. It's not looking good.
But I don't think it's over.
No.
I mean, who knows? I mean, maybe Hal just swoops in and goes, this is, you know. We opened the show saying the Yankees are in the unenviable situation with no leverage where they know if they don't get him, they're going to be eviscerated by their fan base. Only way that they will not be eviscerated is if they surpass the Giants' offer and he still goes to the Giants. Then that's on him. There's nothing you could do. I mean, you can't force somebody to go out with you. Can't force it. So if somebody says no, no means no. He's going to San Francisco.
Now, again, it's all guesswork. Who knows? But is it possible, Michael, that Yankee reported offer of 9 years, $320? Or 340, or 340, and their San Francisco's offer was 360. Is it possible that was it? That's the offer, and Judge is chewing on it, and people are just assuming that because the Yankees aren't going to counter any higher, that Judge will eventually go to the highest bidder. I think there's some guesswork, but I think there's also a lot of information that tells you that the Giants' offer is probably going to be better. But that doesn't necessarily mean that they get him. Could it be just as simple as that? That the reporting is sound, that the Giants' offer is better, but the Judge could still choose the Yankees.
Or Judge could say to the Yankees, you match them and I'm there. But
and
who knows
and
what
they're
he
thinking
wants.
About it. And maybe they say, all right, we'll get back to you.
Now, to add a little bit more of heartache to this.
Oh, no.
The American League schedule came out last month of the season, opening up at Yankee Stadium in the 2023 season for a three-game series is the San Francisco Giants.
Oh, boy. And to add even more sad news, potentially?
Mm-hmm. Grandpa died in Puerto Rico.
Clay Bellinger, according to John Heyman, has signed a deal with the Cubs.
Saw that.
We will get right back, and we are keeping our finger on the pulse of all things Aaron Judge right now. Michael, did you see any of the exchange between Trey Young and the reporter?
No, I didn't.
Wait. Oh, wait. Clay Bellinger is Cody's dad. Do you mean Cody Bellinger? Michael?
Yes, Cody. Thank you.
Cody, Clay. They're all Bellingers, right? Neither one is a tight end for the Giants, right? So, Zach Klein of WSB Atlanta. Don, you hear this or no?
I have not, no.
So have you heard anything about the Hawks controversy that's going on?
No. Well, I know that supposedly Nate McMillan threw Trey Young out of practice.
I didn't hear that.
Okay, so Trey Young is trying to downplay this spat that he reportedly had with Nate McMillan. Young was not at the game Friday, healthy, was not at the game against the Nuggets. According to Sham Sharania and Sam Amick of The Athletic, they reported that it was a conscious decision by Trey Young after a disagreement with McMillan. With McMillan reportedly not approving of Young's plan to skip shoot around to focus on treatment for his right shoulder. So Trey Young did not show up and then spoke to the media. And I just wanted to play you guys this exchange with my question being, well, just listen to the exchange.
I mean, we're all grown men here, and there's sometimes we don't always agree. And I mean, it's unfortunate that private situations and private conversations get out to the public, but I guess that's where we live in now. But I'll just focus on basketball and focus on helping my team win, and that's what I got to get to refocus it on.
But what's public was that you not at the game, so why weren't you there?
Man, it's not you. It's not you at me, bro.
I was curious. I mean, you're a leader of this team.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard for people who don't know the full situation to understand it. So, like I said, it's a private matter again, and it made public, which was unfortunate. And if it was stayed private, it probably wouldn't have been as big of a deal. But like I said, it's unfortunate. But my job and my goal is to win a championship, and that's all I focus on.
But you can see the perception, though, Trey. You are a leader of this team, and when you're not there to support your guys.
When you're an outside guy like you are, and you don't understand in a private matter, in a private situation, you should probably stay on the outside. And like I said, it's unfortunate that everybody has to understand and know a little bit of the details that went on inside. But, I mean, inside here, we're all good. And if you got any more questions about that, then you can talk to somebody else about it. That's all I got to say about it.
Again, I respect what you're saying about the private of the locker room, the private of the practice corps. We're not here. I guess it's just a public thing of you not going to support your teammates when you're healthy about not going on the bench. So where's the disconnect there?
If I was healthy, I would have been playing.
But, I mean, John was in a boot, and he was still at the game.
Yeah, but you don't know the full story. Again, No, I don't want
to. So that's just, there's more to it. If you're being healthy, and just, I mean.
A private matter needs to stay private.
Well, I mean, it's funny. I mean, the guy's asking him to explain it. He said, well, you don't know the real story. Well, explain it. Tell us the real story.
Well, at what point, though, does, Don, the question I'm asking is, at what point does it go to reporter being that guy, where it's like he's clearly not giving it up.
Yeah, we've all been in that situation, Michael. And you realize you're beating a dead horse. He's not going to tell you. Now, would it have been easier for him to just say, listen, I'm not going to tell you, all right? It's a private matter. I'm not going to tell you. But he was nice about it, but he keeps repeating back the same answer. What do you think? Finally, the 13th time you ask, you're going to crack him? I mean, at some point, you got to lay out, no?
That was my question. It was like, but on the fourth one,
I'm really surprised it went as far as it did without him snapping. Honestly.
Well, see, that's what I said to Anthony. I was kind of impressed by Trey Young. Now, yes, he wasn't given anything, but he didn't truly snap.
I thought this made ENN because I'm waiting. All right,
he's going to kill the guy.
Six, seven times. Eventually, he's just going to break down. Now, again, he could have squelched it by just saying, I'm flat out not answering the private thing. But he was trying to be nice. And I get the reporter asking a couple of times. But Michael, I think he was beating a dead horse there. Move on.
I get it. I guess it's a very thin line. When do you just give up? Because the guy kept saying, you don't know the real story. So the guy's giving him the opportunity to give the real story.
Now, maybe players need to have in their arsenal, though, this sort of response. Hey, guys, I understand you want to know what happened. I get it. It's of course everyone's curious, especially now that Shams reported that something happened. I get it. You all want the details. I'm not giving it to you. I appreciate it's your job. I know you want to find out. We are not telling you. I maybe you should just tackle it head on.
That's the way to do it.
But I mean, in this case, he kind of tried to do that. He just didn't do it directly. And the guy was like, until I get a direct response, I'm going to keep pushing. Not great news, maybe, for Odell Beckham Jr.'s NFL return.
Wait, Peter. That's the Big Blue report brought to you by
London, the engagement shop
at London Jewelers. So tell us.
Well, it's not a Big Blue report. I guess they're... No, it's
well, because
no,
he's supposed
in the
to
Big
one
D.
Of the
we're
going to
get
teams.
To one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Big Blue and Big D.
Unless the Giants Bellinger signed with the Cubs, then that could be the Big Blue report.
No. It wasn't that Bellinger, I'm pretty sure. So the word out of Dallas is that Odell's health does not appear to be as A-OK as they expected. Let's hear from Dan Graziano on NFL Live.
I think the worst case scenario for Odell here is this goes into the offseason and somebody signs him for next year. The question right now in front of these teams is, do we want to sign him for the next month or month plus if we're hoping to be in the playoffs? That's what they're dealing with right now.
Now, Don, I'm curious. Ask Michael the question you asked me earlier. your potential interpretation of what came out of Dallas.
Yeah, I just, what do you think Jerry's motivation was to leak the knee injury? Or that he might not be ready? Just you didn't sign him.
Maybe to make him look better if they don't sign him. Maybe the Giants and the Bills have a higher offer and the Cowboys don't want to go that high. So this way they could walk away because of an injury. So it sets them up. I mean, everything that teams do and leak, I mean, there's a purpose to all of it. So I'm sure he put it out there in case he doesn't get back. Because remember what Troy Aikman said yesterday. Anything that Jerry Jones wants, he gets. And Jerry Jones is setting it up that, you know what, we're probably not getting Odell Beckham Jr., so now he's putting it out there that there's concern about his knee.
But that's going to come out anyway.
Right. Either way, it's coming out in the wash because they're going to do a medical everywhere he goes.
Whatever
remember,
they
did. Remember, Odell did not work out for the Giants.
He just talked.
Yeah. I think he underwent a physical, but he didn't work out.
But anybody that was going to sign him to a contract was going to check that knee out and find out the same thing Jerry did.
No, I get it, but at least it's out there. So right away, if they don't sign him, it could say this is the deal. But somebody's going to sign him, Don. So the team that signs him is not going to say his knee's bad.
Speaking of money, how much did Jimmy G lose this weekend?
A lot. I mean, a tremendous amount.
Because this was the year he really needed. He was having that year where you go, you know what? He got them to a championship game last year. After all this uncertainty, he came in and has been great this year, and then he gets hurt again for like the third time in, what, 4 or 5 years. I feel bad for Jimmy G.
Oh, did you see this an hour ago from Mike Greenberg?
You talking about Greeny, our friend?
Yeah, he says, unfortunately, I've had a little setback, and I'm going to have to miss the rest of the week. Hate being out during this incredible time for sports. Thanks to everyone carrying the ball for me and for all the support. Enjoy the games, everybody. I'll be back as fast as I can.
Well, what's going on with Greeny?
I don't know. I just saw this.
Greeny, can you call us and let us know everything's all right? But it sounds like everything's okay.
Well, I just heard a setback. I'm concerned. I love the man.
He is a wonderful man.
I should reach out. I feel funny.
Why?
It's none of my business, but I was just
wondering. Well, he tweeted it.
That is true.
It's not your business. All right, guys.
Well, wait, let me give you that was a big blue.
Thank you. Oh,
by
yeah.
By London, the engagement shop by London Jewelers. Picture design the perfect engagement ring to fit every budget at any of their 6 area locations.
And I'll tell you one thing about that big blue report. You know what it was, Don?
What was that?
Unnaturally long.
Right. But sometimes, you know, reporting these stories is...
unnaturally hard.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Now,
ouch.
I have a crispy $10 bill for either one of you that can guess the top 5 in the NFL.com power rankings for week 14. I think it's interesting. To me, it's a surprise.
You did give a little away. You had Dallas at 2.
Oh, damn it. I forgot.
Philadelphia's got to be 1.
So then all you got to do is get 3, 4, and 5.
For a crisp $10 bill. So who would be 3?
Third best team in the NFL, according to the NFL.
I don't agree with it.
All right.
Not a fan of it.
Okay.
But if you go by the record, 10-2.
Yep.
Would be your Minnesota Vikings.
Yes, and you'd be wrong. Michael?
For number 1?
Number 3.
We've got 1 and 2. Eagles, Cowboys. Bang, bang.
By the way, shout out to the NFC East. Look at us.
How about the Bills?
No.
Hmm.
This is very interesting, I think. This is why I brought it up.
I know. Your Cincinnati Bengals.
That's right, the Bengals. It is the Bengals. The Bengals are 3. The Bills are 4. The Chiefs are 5.
So what does that tell you? That I'm right about the Vikings.
The Vikings are 6.
So you're 10-2.
No, people don't people don't respect
them. No, I get into it with Viking fans, including our
our resident Viking fan.
Steve Brzezinski?
Brzezinski.
Who, by the way, who's an idiot.
I know.
He called me. I picked the Vikings last week. Oh, we better bet against the Vikings. I've been winning with the Vikings, pal.
But, and they're a good team, and they're a playoff team. They're going to win that division. I think it's a Fugazi 10-2.
So what do you think they really are, 8-4? They're really more like an 8-4 kind of team.
Yeah, I mean, they've got a plus 10-point differential.
It's not what you want.
They're 8-4 is fair.
Number seven would be the San Francisco 49ers.
Okay.
I'm going to keep going until we get to the New York teams.
No.
It won't take that long. It won't take that long. Eight is the Miami Dolphins.
Okay.
Nine, you want to talk about one I don't agree with. I'm sorry. Nine is the Tennessee Titans, who just fired their GM, by the way. Number 10, your Nye Jets.
Okay. Top 10. Top
number
10, baby.
Here's another one I don't agree with. I'm sorry. Number 11, Baltimore Ravens. No, I can't.
Give them credit. That was a good win despite losing
gutsy.
Jackson.
It was gutsy. But
who are you taking out?
Who are you taking out? Number 12, the Seattle Seahawks.
Okay.
Number 13, the Washington Commanders.
Mm.
And number 14, your
Nye Giants.
I have an update from Jack Curry.
All right, give us
something. We were waiting for this.
And make it big.
Camp has spoken internally about hoping that the negotiations for a new contract will be done soon. The Yankees described today as a frenzied day, but also say they believe that no final decision has been made.
Ouch.
But now, when they say no final decision has been made, they mean Judge hasn't made a final decision.
They're not talking, but
they could be talking about that they've made the decision that they're not going any higher, or that San Francisco has made a decision that their offer is a take it or leave it. They're talking specifically about Judge's decision, which tells me, Michael, that those are the offers. That's it. Right? How can Judge make a decision if you're going to counter? Judge can only make a decision if these are the two offers. What are you doing? It's not, well, are the Giants going to counter? Because right now the reports are the Giants' offer is higher. So the report should be the Yankees deciding if they're going to counter that offer. Are they going to equal it? Are they going to surpass it? But if it's Judge making the decision, Michael, is it wrong for me then to assume that those are the offers? Make your decision?
I guess it's not wrong to assume. I don't know.
I know what assume means. Make an ass out of you and me.
That's right.
If you watch The Odd Couple, you know what I'm talking about. But is that a stretch, what I'm saying? Is that your decision? All right, well, how can you make a decision if the offers are still fluid? Well, there's no decision to make.
Right. It's fair. But, the Yankees have signed Tommy Canley to a two-year deal.
Yay!
And again, I wish I can introduce our audience.
To the text chat?
To the text, right. There was
It was honestly very pertinent information. Really interesting stuff.
It was serious allegations were thrown.
Okay. Anyways, welcome back, Tommy Canley, for a two-year deal. Quick World Cup update. I don't want to ruffle any feathers.
Listen, there's only one feather to ruffle.
No, there's multiple feathers.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Did you know that?
Were you in the pre-show meeting?
Yeah. I got yelled at by everybody for considering mentioning the World Cup today. So I'll be very brief.
Okay.
Portugal was absolutely dynamite today. They smoked Switzerland 5-1. And earlier, an upset.
And he does! Morocco make history! And Spain are out of the World Cup!
Morocco sends home Spain.
Wow, that's...
And PKs, I don't know that I've ever seen PKs start like that. Morocco stopped the first three PKs.
I got it on social media because I say about how the penalty kicks are too easy.
Uh-huh.
So
everyone's like, look.
Everybody's like, look.
Yeah, it was fascinating. It was. Now, some people would argue that the Spanish players were just directly kicking the balls to the goalie for some reason.
Well, that's what it looks like.
But that's what it looks like.
If you guess right.
But if you guess right, that's what it looks like. So either way, Morocco goes on. That will do it for ENN as our Judge Watch continues on this Tuesday evening.
All right, we'll come back with the latest information. Take your phone calls as well. What are you thinking? How nervous are you? How nervous or
very.
How down were you? Now, you got a taste, by the way, of what it would be like if he does decide to go elsewhere when Heyman tweeted that.
It didn't feel good.
What did you feel?
What the F?
It didn't feel good.
1-800-919-3776. Kayla Greco-Rosenberg and you on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.